This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Life after life, it's life. Life, 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 and liberty, pursuit of happiness, all that stuff. Good day to you. I'm Doug Steffen with the Good Day Gang, the DJV Gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I told you that, so let's not be redundant here. After all, there are lots of things to talk about. We're trying every day, and I think we're pretty successful at it, to think that we are working through our mistakes, making a difference, if you will, paying a lot of attention to what's happening and maybe giving you ideas for course correction. I thought it was kind of interesting that Joanne Fabrics is giving away free materials. We bought all the people on the farm this past weekend. We had all the kids, the volunteers, to sort of open things up. We had a fabulous weekend, actually. Used up all the ice cream. It was all gone at the end. There's nothing left. Yeah, a lot of people came, and they were very respectful. They were many of them were wearing masks. They got into the farm, looked around, but they stayed in their cars. Most of them actually called ahead or ordered online, which was a big help because a lot of people wanted quarts of ice cream. But they were making comments, even some of them online, about the masks because they were all so colorful and flowery. And we'd gotten actually fabric from Joanne Fabrics. I don't know whether we paid for it or not. I didn't ask the question. But they're providing you with kits, free pieces of fabric, elastic, and other materials that you have to have for the mask to stay on. That's the thing. We didn't do that. We have the tie-on ones, and I had to cut mine off with the scissors last night because I couldn't get it over.
My head.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It was a very good knot. Well, that's what I get for being at Boy Scouts, Jennifer. So if you don't have any idea how to make a mask, Joanne is also doing a YouTube tutorial, step-by-step, how you make the mask. That's pretty cool, too. You have to take advantage of Joanne's ship-to-home and curbside pickup options. Are they pretty much everywhere, kind of like Michael's?
I think stores around
the country, everywhere? Yeah. So it's neat. The collection points for the masks, when they're done, all you have to do is drop them off. Joanne will take care of donating the finished product to hospitals in need, that sort of thing. So you make them for yourself and then make some for other people, as long as you're at it.
Do people have sewing machines at home?
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one?
Kara, no, I don't know how to even thread a needle. Like, I'm the worst. But Kara said that, I guess, Kara, did you try to hand sew one of them? That seems like that's...
Yeah, I got about halfway done. I started making it while I was rewatching Magic Mike last night, which was a good
Wow. Maybe that's why. You are Bridget Jo.
Maybe that's why it took me so long to make the mask. But yeah, sewing it by hand is...
And Magic Mike.
Yeah, it's doable, but it's definitely a pain in the butt to sew it by hand.
Yeah. All right, well, but it's... Yeah, I would think it would be much easier if you have a little machine to do it. I have an old antique machine that my sisters have... We had it in the barn for a long time. My sisters wouldn't let me get rid of it because of my grandmother's sewing machine. It was one of those old pedal Singer machines. It was making like 1889 or something.
Wow.
And it's probably worth a lot of money, actually. Yeah, it actually does. You get underneath it and you
take that
like the old player pianos.
Show. Yeah. Yeah, hey, you could be sitting on a gold mine. You don't know.
At my house, I have the one really big piece of furniture that I kept that was my grandparents' is this desk. I mean, you would look at it and think it's a desk, but the top folds up and the sewing machine pops out the top, which is really, really cool.
Oh, I remember those. Yes.
Yeah, so that's in my family room. I have it down there, and it looks great still. And it's amazing how furniture back then lasts so much longer than furniture now. But my grandmother taught me how to hand sew. I wish that I would have, like, actually learned how to use the machine, because it sits there, and I guess I should take lessons. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, be fun. All right, so the flu season is upon us, the coronavirus and all kinds of things. What are you doing to make sure your immune system is strong, that you can combat all these viruses, all these germs, all this bacteria. I think I remember once a few years ago, there was a controversy in one state I was traveling with. You know how you go into the washroom and it says employees have to wash their hands before they go back to work? There was one state that put up a sign saying to employees, you don't have to wash your hands if you don't want to. Actually, exactly.
Ew.
Yeah.
Who says that?
It was in let's see here, what state was it in? Let me see if I can go back and look. Tom Tillis, a senator from North Carolina, said that restaurants in 2015 ought to be allowed to opt out of certain regulations, excuse me, such as
like
employees
washing hands.
Okay, well, yeah. Let me make sure I never eat food in that state.
In North Carolina.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, have you had a refresher course in how to do this? This was on the Cleveland Clinic website over the weekend. They have actually cameras installed. You'd think that they'd be able to get people who would be conscious enough, but just to be sure, you are monitored. If you're a caregiver, you touch any patient, any medical device, you go into the washroom and you have to wash your hands, and you know, you use the paper towel on the side, wet your hands thoroughly, apply the soap and lather for 20 seconds. Rinse your hands well, and set aside. I didn't see this.
Now that's more of a slippery slope if they have cameras in the bathroom.
How do you mean?
You're not kind of freaked out by people filming you in the bathroom?
Oh, well, I just didn't
it might
see.
Just be like a hand washing station.
Okay, I hope so because seems like that could be abused real fast.
Yeah, I suppose it could be.
But you know what though?
See, I don't think like that. Yeah, it's amazing, you guys.
When you're a woman and there are all kinds of cases of creepy people sneaking into bathrooms and trying to film you, then you think about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, there and this might actually be necessary. I was just reading something over the weekend. That they did essentially the article was why no one should wear gloves. Everyone's wearing, you know, rubber gloves or whatever to the grocery store. And apparently people are, it's not a good idea. The virus can actually cling to the rubber gloves exponentially many more times than it could to your actual skin. So skip the gloves. It's not a good idea. And you're also contaminating more stuff than you think you are. But anyway, the reason that they say that one of the main reasons medically that you shouldn't wear them is because 30% of medically trained professionals, when they did like a video thing, surveillance or whatever, that 30% of medically trained professionals don't take their gloves off the correct way. So regular people are really botching it
and
probably
not
spreading it more than
I require the people on the farm to wear gloves. Should I not have require them to
food
do that?
Food service is different because if you're actually serving food, then that's different. But like regular people going to the grocery store wearing gloves, they're not
well,
trained
the issue,
and they're not doing
too,
it right.
Is that people are going to the grocery store and then they're going somewhere else and then like, you know, if they're putting them on at home and then touching their car and then doing this and that, they're not, you know, removing them every time they do something.
Yeah.
They're just wearing it all day.
I wore mine.
That
took them in like I was like a surgeon at that grocery store. I put those gloves on right before I went in. I took them off when I got out, threw them away. Oh, yeah.
I watch what other people touch. Interesting. At the Wegmans, after every person goes through the line, they put disinfectant on the conveyor belt and wipe it down before you are allowed
to
put your
deep cleaning carts now in most places. Walmart's doing it.
They have
I know
a washer rack
doing
kind
it.
Of.
It's like a pressure washer and they're sanitizing.
Right. Yep. That's a great idea. Never before have people paid so much attention either to what you should take in for your immune defense. Mushrooms, for example. Some people say, I think Victoria doesn't like mushrooms.
I drink mushroom. It's a mushroom. It's like a powdered elixir of reishi mushroom and a mix of chaga. And like some mushrooms are really amazing.
They have beta glucans that boost your immunity enhancing white blood cells.
Yeah.
So that's an olive leaf extract is finding a resurgence because it's a great antioxidant. It reduces DNA damage from oxidative stress, the kind that we have now. Worried about your immune system creates anxiety in your body. Also, zinc. This has been something highly touted. If you can find some, fortunately, I had some in the house before because you can't really find it on the stores now. It's just, it's always been good for a healthy thymus, that sort of thing. And that, excuse me, is important for your immune system, especially as you get older. In the food we eat, we get 50% of the recommended allowance of most anything. That's why I have to supplement anymore. And there's something new on the market called astragalus. Have anybody ever used that?
Jack, no, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It's an herb that helps defend the body against physical, mental, and emotional stress. A lot of the research that's being done now suggests that its antioxidant properties protect, support, and gently stimulate your immune system. And that's really what you want to do. That's why so many people, for the first time in their lives, are concentrating on their immune system, because they're so vital. Vitamin D is very important. A, B, C, D, and E, all of them are superstars in the immune community. I'm looking at something that's on Jack's website, actually, the Forbidden Doctor.
I've been taking, if you also have asthma, which I do, and I know, Jen, you have asthma, elderberry is something that's
very
really
good.
Important for
very
your respiratory.
Good.
It doesn't really, I guess the studies that they've done on it, it really just shows that it's very targeted towards your lungs, so I've been taking that every day. Because I just, I get susceptible to bronchitis.
What is
if
it
I get
again?
Sick, it goes that. Elderberry.
Elderberry, that's good. And it comes usually in liquid form as well.
I have like
very
a little
good.
Chew form.
Have
it's,
you?
Yeah, they taste pretty good.
I have
good.
In a bottle, little droplets in the water. It's good that way as well. Speaking of Dr. Jack, ever wonder why we aren't taught in the sixth grade how to read what our bodies are telling us? Do you have any idea what sugar does to your white blood cells? FDA reducing restrictions on blood donors. Part of it was the conversation with Dr. Jack, and Good Day Health was the focus on blood cells. He's like a professor. Remember, Carol, listening to him, I don't know how many of you are, I don't know whether Jennifer, you listen to him, or Victoria, you do, but he's like a professor. He loves to tell why this works and how it works and that kind of stuff. And he said, he explained in the most recent podcast we have at Good Day Health, one of the things cigarette smoking does is cause hemorrhaging to the inner lining of your lungs.
Oof.
So why anybody, especially in this, if you have any susceptibility to this stuff and you're smoking, you're nuts. And that's basically what Jack is suggesting in this current Good Day Health incarnation. You can get the Good Day Health Show, gooddayhealthshow.com, at that website, gooddayhealthshow.com, or you can find it on all the places. The listenership to this is up to like 47, 48,000 a week, people listening to this podcast, which is a lot considering that it is something that we haven't promoted that well, frankly, I admit to that. But it's really great information. And he also gets into the 5G thing again. I noticed there a couple of stories floating around today about this being a dangerous conspiracy. I don't know. There's smoke, there's fire, and I believe Jack is pretty knowledgeable when it comes
to
this.
Did you see the story where in London, I think it was in London or right outside of London, people are so freaked out about this 5G thing that they're actually shooting down with guns. They're shooting down 5G towers or 5G repeaters. Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
No. It is. All right, so that's the story.
That's where the bees went. Isn't the 5G where the bees went?
Supposedly, or was that 4G? One of the G's.
What do you mean the bees went? What do you mean? The bee killed all the bees?
Yeah, that's one of the theories.
Well, I think we got so much of that stuff floating around in the air. I think there is something to a lot of this stuff. It's pretty dangerous being bombarded all the time by all these signals and waves and stuff that are floating around. It's 20 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Writing them songs, leave everything else to me.
Daddy was a high living man, but never let's get to the punchline here. Keep it going, Sarah.
But the rest of the crowd don't mind his daughter, and I'm proud to be her son. She told me, boy, I don't care if you hit it big, because you're already number one. Where it goes, this dead name.
I think you're
going to
be waiting a while. So.
Am I? This is Sturgill Simpson. Says he tested positive for COVID-19. Kind of a lengthy Instagram post. He wrote that he received the diagnosis on Friday after nearly a month of not exhibiting symptoms at all. That wasn't the case in early March, however. 3 days after playing in Charleston, South Carolina on his good-looking tour with the Tyler Childers, Simpson was in a Nashville emergency room with chest pains and fever, what he says were pre-stroke blood pressure levels. He expressed his dismay at being unable to be tested for COVID and returned home. On April 6th, he and his wife went to a drive-through testing facility in Alabama and got the results 4 days later. His wife tested negative, but he was told he was contagious, now is in quarantine. Last week he lost the mourning. He mourned the loss of his friend John Prine. We all know he passed away last Tuesday.
Can we go back to the fact that he apparently had symptoms at the beginning of March, wasn't tested, assuming was not quarantined for the entire month of March, and has now been tested and is being told he's,
So how are we doing on getting test equipment? How is that going?
Depends on where you are. I have two friends in the Bethesda, Maryland area who waited more than 2 weeks. They all had every single symptom, that COVID is related to, and both tests came back negative, but I think there are a lot of false negatives happening.
Yeah, and if they're still saying you're contagious after having had it for a month, then what's the point of quarantining for 2 weeks? Because that's kind of what they've been telling everyone.
Right.
It's isolate.
So how is it being done in other countries? Who's making these testing kits? Are they made here? Are they made?
We're making them.
We're making our own.
The World Health Organization had some, but we made our own. And now I think
which didn't work at first.
Which, But then they were redone, and then they were redone a second time now with the shorter swab and the shorter testing time.
I don't know. It
seems kind of crazy.
Yeah.
At any rate, this guy's going back on tour, he said, though, later this month.
I just don't understand this. Like, I've always kind of been held up on this. Whether you have a test or not, the doctors are always treating you the same. So there's some personal responsibility on the part of Sturgill Simpson. He thinks he's got the coronavirus to go out and continue to live his life. I don't understand why he would do that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is after he felt like he had it but wasn't able to get tested, did he then stay at home for a couple weeks?
I don't know.
Because that's what you should do.
All right, next up in music and coronavirus news, Burning Man announcing their 2020 festival scheduled for August 30th through September 7th in Nevada has been canceled.
Huh?
Why are they canceling something in August in April? I don't understand that. They said, though, they listened and discussed and considered, they made the decision not to build Black Rock City in 2020.
I mean, these are people living in tents and, like, doing yoga and sweating all over each other. Maybe in August, people aren't going to feel comfortable doing that yet. I get it. I think if you're going to spend all that money to put on a festival and then no one buys tickets or no one shows up,
and
they're going to go bankrupt.
Burning Man's disgusting. Ew.
I mean, Burning Man is the creepiest one of all.
So I don't know that much about it. What is what goes on there? Have we talked about this before?
Out in the desert, people do a lot of mushrooms and just, I don't know.
But this is the one, but Jen, this is the one you think Doug should go to.
Burning Man? Yeah, because he was doing mushrooms in a tent. I said, you should go to Burning Man.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a new week begins, a Federal Reserve policymaker says it will be a big process to get the U.S. economy back up and running again, as many Americans continue to suffer financially from the coronavirus pandemic.
This could be a long, hard road that we have ahead of us until we get to either an effective therapy or a vaccine.
Fed Bank of Minneapolis President Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation the Fed is looking at an 18-month timeline for the global economy to rebound. The governors of Mississippi and Louisiana have both declared states of emergency after deadly storms moved through the states yesterday. In southern Mississippi, at least 6 people were killed when tornadoes tore across that state. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves promising that state's mobilizing all resources to protect people. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, getting things done on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen in the radio game, looking around at things that I have. I have a very interesting neighborhood. Ladies, I wonder how you might reflect on whether your neighbors are helping each other out here.
I have an interesting neighborhood, too.
Yeah, I know, remembering being in your neighborhood. So not too many of your neighbors want to see the rest of the neighbors, but I've noticed that there have been a lot of folks around here anyway helping each other out. And that's kind of a nice thing under the circumstances. Do you find people in your building, Victoria, are helping one another out? Are they giving, sharing?
I haven't seen anybody, and I'm happy about that.
I haven't just gone out.
Yeah, well, even when we have gone out to go grocery shopping, the people who work in the building have been wonderful. And so, but I haven't really seen our neighbors, which I'm fine with, because most of the people on our floor are older, so I really don't want to come in contact with anyone older just in case I'm carrying something. Right. So, you know, it's a good thing. We're in an apartment complex, so I'm sure the virus, and we're, you know, half a mile from a hospital, so I'm sure the virus is all over this building. and in the elevator.
What impresses me is the number of monetary donations that are being made at a time when a lot of people don't have any money. I find that, I mean, we were talking earlier about how people who are very rich, multimillionaires, billionaires, are leading the pack, many of them being very, very, very generous with their money. But I find a lot of people are donating, they're finding causes, and they are donating to them. Sometimes it's not with money, but it may be with food. You know, there are a lot of food banks that are looking for food there. I think that's the biggest vulnerability, frankly, in our country right now. People who don't have enough food. People who are, and it isn't just the homeless. I'm not talking about them. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard much about homeless people. I don't know whether they're just dying on the streets in California. Is anybody paying attention to the homeless out there?
They aren't
around here.
That's why I don't think it's going to be over at the end of the month like they've been saying. Because they're putting them in hotels and taking over entire properties.
Who's
in
paying
Southern
for that?
California? The government of California.
Really? Illegals as well, or just the homeless people that are...
Well, it's just homeless people. In New York, the hotels have all donated their rooms. All the major hotels have donated rooms to doctors and nurses, who, because so many people have flown into New York from other states to help. So it's wonderful that they all have, now they're being put up in the best hotels in New York. So, in return for their service, which is really nice. But in terms of the homeless in New York, the shelters are trying to deal with it as best they can and keep people socially distanced within the shelter, which is not easy.
No.
So it's a tough, conundrum there.
I think there are a lot of us, though, who ought to be playing the grateful game, especially, little things that you don't notice. For example, I looked in the mirror as we were talking about white teeth and stuff and power swabs and getting your teeth white. A lot of people are thinking about that. But a haircut. You can't go to the salon. You can't go to the barber shop to get a haircut. And I feel like I'm a little grizzly looking because my hair is longer than it normally is. But isn't it funny? You don't even pay attention to that stuff unless, okay, now you don't have it. And so you're grateful, perhaps, for the guy who cuts your hair or the woman who cuts your hair. Or we were talking about the grocery workers. We pay no attention to them. We pay little attention to delivery people, right? How about the mechanic takes care of your car, or a busboy, or a bartender, or all these people that you kind of take for granted, and now you think, wow, my life is different without them in it. Just, again, reflective time. I'm just thinking about how we were reflect. I thought it was interesting as you apply that to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been exploring, she's still on duty. They set up a private workout space for her at the court. Apparently the court is not meeting in distance, but they're meeting together. Is that right? Supreme Court?
No, I think they're in video conference.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
So why does she go into the, why is she going into the Supreme Court building?
She's just using the gym. That's her workout.
Okay.
Yeah, her famous workouts that she does. At first she was, this was like 2 weeks ago, she was still working out with her trainer in person, and people were very concerned because she was not being completely isolated from him or whatever germs he was carrying. So now I think he's recorded, or he's not within 6 feet of her or something now when she does her workouts.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that's a part of what's going on, if you've not talked to your car insurance, I thought this was pretty interesting, what happened because of excess. I think it was Allstate, wasn't it? Allstate, they got into a jam because of overcharging or something. There's something with Allstate.
I don't think they got in trouble for overcharging. I think that they're just refunding money for people because no one is driving right now.
Yeah.
So they're giving them cheaper rates for their car insurance for last month. Yeah,
we use Geico for our car, and they said, because every 6 months your Geico policy is renewed, and they said for the next time that it renews, it's going to be like 20% off or something. And ours is already ours is already pretty cheap, though, so...
So I wonder, I have specialty insurance because of the farm and the vehicles on the farm. I'm thinking, though, that whether you call up the company directly or call up the agent. But, when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. We're not driving anywhere or as many places as we normally. So
I have
why
a feeling if you take the time to call whatever company it is that you work with, they're going to probably do something. I'm sure many of the big companies have been empowered to offer special discounts, at least temporarily. I'm sure of it.
Let's think about the outfits that have been affected. Restaurants, we keep talking about restaurants, home delivery, that sort of thing. Do you know that 4% of the U.S. gross domestic product are restaurants? I had no idea. So many people eat out now. And now they're basically, if there's another, I don't know, one of the businesses certainly hardest hit by what's going on. And so they've tried to operate for takeout. I went by a couple of 99s yesterday in restaurants like that. They have a big sign out front, open for takeout from 11 to 8. But a lot of people in the restaurants are having to, you know, they're coming into contact, and who knows? You know, they have, I saw on one of the 99s a table out by the back door. Well, okay, that's sort of playing to it. But does that really guarantee you? I don't know what really guarantees, because we know so little about this, really. We think we know a lot about it, but we don't really know. Is it that you're 6 feet away and you're safe? Or how long does this stuff stay in the air? I don't know that I feel comfortable with all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's aerosolized, so there are a lot of studies now saying it can travel 27 feet in the air. And if you're in if you're standing downwind and someone has it and coughs, or even now they know that it's from breathing and talking and it blows on you, you could be exposed to it that way. There's really no guarantee unless you are completely
quarantined. Yeah, it travels on your shoes. I mean, at some point you're going to... That's why the immune system is a big deal. That's why washing your hands a lot, because it's probably going to get on you at some point. So if you keep yourself clean, that's how you defend against it.
So if somebody called the program and said, what do I do if I think I have the coronavirus? What do you pick up the phone?
If you don't have symptoms, if you have symptoms and you think you have it, they say don't go to the hospital, don't go to urgent care, don't go to your doctor's office. Call your doctor.
Call them, yeah,
and let them know and say, look, I'm having these symptoms. If you don't have a fever, then or if you have a low grade fever, even just list your symptoms. And like Jen said earlier, the treatment is all the same. You stay at home and you ride it out unless you really need medical
attention. What I've heard from my friends whose mom had, or at least a presumed case, and that her doctor told her to take extra vitamin C, extra zinc, Mucinex, and vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And that's it, to up your, make sure you're getting all those
Mucinex
vitamins and Mucinex.
Yeah. Get it out of your system. So that's the physical side. What about your emotional stability? Do you think that people are aware, people in your circle, all of you, your family, your friends, do you think that they have, do you feel like you know what you're going through emotionally and what they are going through emotionally? You know, I think there's a lot of emotion here that isn't, we keep talking about the physical symptoms of this, but we don't talk about the existential feelings, emotions,
fear. I actually think that people within my friend group and my family have been pretty open about that, and we're all pretty understanding.
Open in what way? When you say open, they're talking about their feelings?
Yeah. So we've had multiple, Skype happy hours or Zoom chats or, whatever way you're connecting with people. And I think it's pretty obvious that everyone is suffering. Even if you're, even if you're living with someone, it's frustrating that you can't go out and see your family, or you can't go out and do this or that. And, I mean, we've especially talked, and I know Victoria's talked a little bit about it, that living by yourself can be really lonely.
Yeah.
You know, we like to joke about how I was sitting on the floor drinking wine and crying last week, but I've been in my apartment by myself for the last month.
I felt badly for it. I wasn't making fun of you.
So the only time I've seen people is if I go to work, and in that case I'm, pretty far away from them, or if I go to the grocery store, in which case I've got a mask over my face and I'm trying to avoid looking at people and I'm trying to get in and out. And it's just after that amount of time where you don't have any contact with people.
Yeah, I was noticing it.
Hard.
I thought to myself, when was the last time I was hugged? Like, I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
So,
me too.
Because I'm in kind of a weird situation, I will see Jeff, but we're kind of staying away from each other because he's been exposed. I mean, he's working at Kaiser.
He's in
the
hospital, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of a weird thing. He came over this weekend and he slept on the couch. Like, it's kind of... But we're trying to keep everybody safe because he's got a family and I've got a family and, it's... So, but... Yeah. It's weird.
But see, I think we're not talking enough. We're talking a lot about the physical symptoms, but not mental health.
Well, mental health hotlines are buzzing right now. They normally, in New York, they have 1,000 operators that they've added who are volunteers just for the mental health hotline. And so people who are, people who are, you know, feeling depressed.
Things
it's
like
important
that,
to talk about it.
And doing your laundry. The right, you know, stuff that we kind of normally think about, I got it. But there are ways of doing the laundry that are better than, you know, every day when I come in.
I've been cleaning stuff out. That's what's therapeutic for me, is getting things organized.
Well, but I'm washing my clothes every day. I don't always do that. And I wash the sheets pretty much every day, every other day if I can. And I think that kind of stuff we just, we're used to. It's just being thoughtful. That's all it is. It's thinking about yourself and your health, but also thinking about others around you. Because you don't want to be, I saw the video footage of the mass grave in New York City. Wow. They got a big trench in the cemetery on Hart Island to handle the influx of unclaimed bodies. So why are the bodies unclaimed, I guess, would be my, are these people that are homeless or people that live by themselves?
A lot of people, here's the thing. A lot of people live in New York, and they are not from New York. And if their families are in another country or in a state that's far away, you can't travel to New York to claim a body right now. It's a very dicey situation. And there are also people who've died in prison, and their bodies have remained unclaimed. Some homeless people. You know, people who go in
digging big holes and putting them in. It's like,
well, think about in any major city how many Jane and John Does there are. Yeah. And, you know, and so if a family doesn't know that they've lost someone, then
I don't understand why they're cremating them. Why are they digging up holes? Let's just cremate them. Why would you want
to? Because if they do get claimed, then there are actual remains to claim.
Really?
It's, I mean, this is not fun to talk about, but this is a reality. This is just what's happening. Look, we saw the video footage of the military trucks in Italy. Remember? Carting bodies.
Carting the bodies, just like,
it's horrible.
It was during the earlier, you go back to the, see some of the pictures of the 1918 flu, and they just throw people up bodies and they bring them to a crematorium. And that is what they said was going on big time in China, remember? How all the crematoriums were going full blast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, couldn't handle all the bodies.
They have refrigerated trucks around Manhattan right near the Lincoln Tunnel, and that's just for body storage. But you know what? New York has lost, I'm sure when the numbers come out, we're close to 9,000 deaths, so... Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not, you know.
And you know what would be more gross? Not having those refrigerator trucks.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, right. Practicality. It's 48 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss. loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money Pit Music, Money Pit Report, Money Pit Time on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my pal Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of this weekend program. But it's like a cult. It isn't just a weekend show. It's like you go to this the website, the podcast, and you go to moneypit.com and you can leave your calls, 888-MONEY-PIT. And you said the call volume is up 9 jillion% over what it usually is, because everybody is. I have a friend that runs a hardware store, Tommy.
Yeah.
And he told me he's never sold as much paint in his life.
Right. Yeah, we're getting twice the number of calls that we got in March 2019. There is a little bit of a boom happening right now in home improvement, because I think a couple of reasons. First of all, the urge is there. We're all a little tired of staring at these four walls and such. And secondly, we've got the time. So folks are taking on projects that they can do themselves, and painting is certainly one of them. We're hearing reports of lines at Home Depot, socially distant lines where they're keeping people apart and all that for picking up product. But, I mean, you can get a lot of this stuff done. If you have to go to a big box store like Depot or Lowe's, my advice would be to place the order online for pickup. There's no need to browse. Right.
Right.
If you know what you want, place your order online, pay for it. All you got to do is.
Can you find things? Do you find both of them have good websites? Like my local hardware store has a very good website. You can look at it under quality. You know, you need a new chainsaw. Here's where you find it. You need bolts. It's back over here. You need cleaning products. Are they that well organized?
Oh, yeah. We have a very, very good e-business. So, and they always offer that option to pick it up in the store. And I'm usually like, usually I'll find something extra. You know, I'm walking around. Yeah. It's part of the experience of, going shopping. But now I'd be like, well, I was going to add some insulation panels to the garage ceiling because it gets chilly in there once in a while. I was going to put 1-inch foam panels, and I was looking them up on the site, and yep, there they are.
There they are.
So I'm actually going to place that order today and then go pick them up at some point this week.
Good. So the kinds of things that you have, your podcast is developed uniquely, or do you take some of the best material from your radio show and put that into a podcast? Because I know it's done either way.
Yeah, it's done. It's a little bit of both, actually. Of both. The podcast is done very well. Apple Charts has us ranked the number one best home and garden podcast of all time, which is really cool.
Ah, that's very cool.
But you can participate on the podcast or the radio show with your questions by calling 888-MONEY-PIT, or you can post your questions to the site. We're getting a lot of questions posted on the Facebook page. In fact, we just launched a little bit of a, I don't want to say a contest, but just a little bit of a reward that we're doing with our listeners now on the Facebook page. If you have done a project here during quarantine and want to post it to your own page, just use the hashtag TMPprojects, TMPprojects, plural, and tag us at the Money Pit. And at the end of the week, we're going to be giving away $25 gift cards to
good for you
Depot good, that's good and places like that where you can pick up supplies.
Here's a listener to this program, Jenny, who is wondering what the best way is to install, what to do for your doghouse, right? No, this is not
for her
husband.
She wants to put a floor in.
Oh, she does. In the doghouse.
For her dog. I mean, for her house, but she wants it to be sort of dog-proof. And, you know, that's a great question, Jenny, because, you know, pets do a lot of damage potentially to floors. So what I would say is this. You got a lot of good choices today. You've got laminate. Now, laminate has been around for, you know, 20-plus years. Really durable stuff. Easy to install.
Why is it called laminate?
Yeah. It's kind of like it because it's a form of laminate, just like laminate countertops. You think of the
piecing together various pieces. You mean?
The way it's made is that there's a substructure to it, like a it's not plywood, but it's a core, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that is a laminate, and that has a wear coat. And the difference between a laminate countertop and a laminate floor is the floor has 20 times thicker surface to it. So it's much more wear resistant. There's a test that's done called a Tabor abrasion test. They actually try to grind through these surfaces. And that one works better. So anyway, laminate, engineered hardwood, because it's very durable. EVP, engineered vinyl plank. Beautiful stuff. Can look just like hardwood or even like a tile. And so I think those are all good choices for dogs.
All right, so I did something. I had an old wood chopping block thing in my next to the sink, and it was dirty, and I didn't like it, so I had it yanked out. And I had some marble around, so I had it cut to fit in that hole, and I'm very pleased with it because it's so easy to keep clean. There's nothing on the surface.
Yep.
It's all nice and smooth. I was quite pleased. It was just a little thing, but it changed the kind of feel of the kitchen a little bit.
Take a picture of it and post it. On your social, TMP Projects, hashtag TMP Projects. Doug, you mean you could win the prize this week.
I could win the $25.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.